Sports News Network. Navigating the fog of today's political landscape with the clarity of truth. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. And your guide is Dan Newman.
Boy, the foghorns are just a-blaring. It is foggy around here. It's foggy because there is so much unknown going on. We can't really see the truth. But one thing we do know, racism is alive and well in America. Just ask any Democrat. If you're not a Democrat, in their world, you're a racist. Everything is because of racism. And that brings us to the title of today's story, The Racism of Sudafed. That's right. Sudafed is racist. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Do you believe there is voter fraud in federal elections? Have you heard numerous politicians rail against claims by some that there is rampant voter fraud in America? So which is it? Are those who would stake their careers on the fact there is no voter fraud deluded, or are those who swear it not only is rampant, but that many politicians know it exists, and by denying it, are promoting it? Before we finish today, you'll have your answer.
I hope that people pay a lot of attention to making sure that everybody has a chance to vote. Make it easier, not harder. This whole notion of election or voting fraud, this is something that has constantly been disproved. This is fake news. The notion that there are a whole bunch of people out there who are going out there and are not eligible to vote and want to vote. We have the opposite problem. We have a whole bunch of people who are eligible to vote who don't vote. And so the idea that we put in place a whole bunch of barriers to people voting doesn't make sense. And then, as I've said before, political gerrymandering that makes your vote matter less because politicians have decided you live in a district where everybody votes the same way you do, so that these aren't competitive races. And we get 90% Democratic districts, 90% Republican districts. That's bad for our democracy, too. I worry about that.
Well, there you have it. I guess we have our answer. According to former President Obama, there is not voting fraud. In his very last press conference, you just heard a snippet from it, he put the claims of voter fraud as fake news. Fake news. Well, is he right or is he wrong? We'll get to it later on. Listen to this now. According to a Pew Charitable Trust report from February of 2012, way back then, 7 years ago, 1 in 8 voter registrations in the U.S. are, quote, significantly inaccurate or no longer valid. Since there are 146 million Americans registered to vote, this translates to a stunning 18 million invalid voter registrations on the books. Further, more than 1.8 million deceased individuals are listed as voters, and approximately 2.75 million people have registrations in more than one state. Numbers of this scale provide ripe opportunities for fraud. Now, is there fraud in every one of those numbers, every one of those cases? Probably not. But let's face facts, folks. People that want to cheat find ways to cheat. And there are a whole lot of benefits, not really good benefits, and not really big or legal benefits, but a whole lot of benefits for those who want to move elections one way or the other to cheat. Let's move on. In a recent poll of illegal aliens, 13% stated they had previously voted in federal elections, 13%. In May of 2016, CBS2 in Los Angeles identified 265 dead voters in Southern California. Many cast ballots year after year. North Carolina announced in April of 2014 that 13,416 dead voters were registered. 81 of them recently had voted. Among 35,750 North Carolinians also expressed in other states, 765 voted in November of 2012, both inside and outside the Tar Heel State. You don't live there, you're not supposed to vote there. South Carolina's Attorney General concluded in January of 2012, 953 people, quote, were deceased at the time of their participation in recent elections. The Public Interest Legal Foundation recently discovered that Virginia removed 5,556 non-citizens from its voter rolls between 2011 and last May. Among these non-Americans, 1,852 had cast a total of 7,474 illegal ballots across multiple elections. Philadelphia, big city in Pennsylvania, they tagged 50,000 voters who had duplicate voter registrations, 50,000 in one city. Texas Secretary of State David Whitley announced his office had identified 95,000 non-citizens who are currently registered to vote in Texas, 58,000 of whom have voted in one or more election. But this is the one that really gets me the most. Political scientist Jesse Richmond of Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, has worked with colleagues to produce groundbreaking research on non-citizen voting. You may have seen him recently. He's been on several cable channels and also some other broadcast news shows. Based on national polling by a group of universities, a report by Mr. Richmond said 6.4% of the estimated 20 million adult non-citizens in the U.S. voted in that 2016 presidential election. He extrapolated that percentage would have added 834,381 net votes for Mrs. Clinton, who received about 2.8 million more votes than did Mr. Trump. Now, in all of those comparisons, and there are actual numbers in there, you can say, well, they're trivial. You know, they really don't make enough difference to make a difference in elections. Think about it. In the North Carolina congressional election that was just held in 2018, far fewer than the number of votes in just one of those examples would have made the difference in the election results if that was found to be the case in that North Carolina precinct. But we could go on and on, giving you example after example, statistic after statistic, story after story, illustrating voter fraud across America. Models like a rental car found the day after Florida elections at the Tampa airport. Inside that rental car were boxes of completed election ballots that were simply forgotten by the person who rented the vehicle. Conventional wisdom is it? Those were to be used to help pick winners. But even the face of all of these facts, even in the front of all the cases in which actual criminal litigation takes place and people are actually going to jail, the U.S. Department of Justice does nothing to implement a process or several processes to assure Americans that every American of legal age who registers and votes can be confident their vote really does count and that no one else is able to cheat by rigging the voting system against them and all other legal voters. Why does the DOJ sit on its heels about this? Well, we know they're swamped, finding crimes committed in many other areas that impact Americans and throughout our government. But in the wake of learning, foreign governments are working diligently every election to influence, and these examples of voter fraud given above, yes, the Justice Department realizes the most important and precious thing in our nation that differentiates us from other countries is our election voting system. And Americans want it protected. Let me ask you a question. Do you think our politicians want it protected? The easiest way for politicians today to influence the tide of American opinion is blanket allegations of racism. We see it happen every day. We will not get into a discussion today on what is and what is not racism. We all know that it's real and that it is horrible, and it's a stain on the historical fiber of our nation. But let's be clear on this one thing. With all of the allegations by politicians of systemic racism in our elections that they allege is to disenfranchise minority voters, where are specific examples they give to Americans that justify those claims? We don't see or hear them. Why is that? Because, on the most part, they're not happening. I know. There are isolated examples of people attempting to impact elections for one reason or another. That's what we're talking about here today. And when those appear, Americans certainly expect law enforcement to take care of those holding any offenders accountable for their wrongdoing. That said, Americans are tiring of every time someone of another political party wins an election. Those in the other party start screaming about vote tampering and voter fraud every time. I mean, we are still hearing Hillary Clinton claim that the 2016 election for president was stolen from her by voter fraud. The simple fix, folks, is for local, state, and federal officials to all get on the same page, identify the already identified election fraud, deal with those, but put in place a process to make sure that none happens moving forward. There's no better defense against allegations of voter fraud than that did not happen because it cannot happen in the American voting system. Our government has instituted a fail-safe process to make certain no election tampering can change any votes. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could say that with ironclad assurance that it was absolutely true about every election? So, what's the holdup? We're pretty smart. We have IT officials that are just unnaturally brilliant at coming up with these things. Why can't we get it done? Unfortunately, in this case, at least, there are not sufficient in number enough congressional members who are willing to take definitive action to stop voter fraud. And if we're going to do it nationwide, it's got to happen in Congress first. A law. I know it's hard to fathom that such exists, but it does. And who is it? Why do you think Democrats have so viciously attacked President Trump and other Republicans for trying to close the southern border? Think about how ridiculous and dangerous their obstinance in implementing closed borders has been. The answer for that is simple. They want the border to remain porous and actually would prefer if we do away with the southern border completely and just have open borders. Their reasoning? We'll get to that in just a moment. Sit tight. This is important. And we've got another couple of really important notes to make before we finish. Right back after this at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Wait. Stay back! I've got mace!
Ow! That went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA. Love your home.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes, and others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
In a world of weapons-grade stupidity, your defense is the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
And we have the truth for you here. We're talking about fixing elections. Listen to this, folks. Democrats have for at least 60 years appealed to minorities, especially the African-American community. Democrat leadership has convinced the vast majority of that group their party is the party that cares for minorities, and that Republicans don't care for African Americans, and that Republicans are evil. In doing so, they paint a version of history that is the opposite of the truth regarding the political support for minority rights in America. It's in history. In doing so, Democrats have created a narrative that tells black Americans they owe their votes to Democrats because of Democrat Party policies that those black Americans should know help blacks and even other minorities. That is not true. First, Democrats brought slavery to America. They built it into a monster enterprise and did not want it to stop, regardless of what they say. You may say, well, that's not what was taught in history class. We were taught Southerners, primarily wealthy Republican plantation owners, fought to keep slavery. It took Democrats from the North to free the slaves in the Civil War against those Southern slave owners. Yes, Southern plantation owners were indeed among many who wanted slavery to remain. But those plantation owners were almost all white Democrats. Just remember this. 300,000 white Americans lost their lives in the Civil War And why were they fighting? To give slaves their freedom and to abolish slavery. But even as a Democrat cries of racism against Republicans through decades, facts prove otherwise. A Republican president led the nation to abolish slavery. Wasn't a Democrat Party president. Abe Lincoln made it happen. The Republican Party passed legislation to free slaves against stiff resistance from Democrats. The Republican Party passed legislation that gave blacks the right to vote over intense Democrat opposition. A Republican president, Dwight Eisenhower, gave African Americans the right to serve in the American military. A Democrat president, Lyndon Johnson, tried to pass the Civil Rights Act, but he couldn't get it done. He had hardly any support from congressional Democrats. It took a large contingent of Republicans to join Johnson to get it passed. And we hear every day about the KKK and white supremacists. You know who established the KKK? Democrats. You know who established white supremacy? Democrats. And all of the lies they tell to African Americans about how evil Republicans are bald-faced lies. There are many members of a minority or two that have heard these lies so many times they feel they have but one choice, to accept them as fact. I listened to this first when I was a kid. This is what I heard. Tell a boy he can jump over a barn over and over again until he actually believes he can jump over a barn, even though he can't jump over a barn. That same thing holds true here. But there must be some way we can find a consensus regarding two things. There is systemic voter fraud in almost every federal election, and we must find a way, or several ways, to build a system to prevent voter fraud. How? Well, let's get it right. Please note, this should apply for every voting precinct in the U.S. for every federal election. Because currently national elections are overseen and operated by local and state voting authorities, it'll require a federal-state partnership with the two entities working together. Probably, states would piggyback on this federal process to assure their elections are tamper-free as well. So, here are a few ideas of how we can do it. Just a few ideas. IT security products at both federal and state levels that prevent outside electronic intervention and surveillance. A state central IT clearinghouse that can both view actual elections as they occur and can tally voting results for every federal election in almost real time. Real-time communication from the state election offices with the national clearinghouse run by the U.S. Department of Justice. The ability to police each voting precinct as voting occurs to spot any who attempt on-site voter tampering. But the most important piece of this process is to protect the entire system in the easiest fashion, the one that Democrat politicians have fought for years, mandatory voter ID verification for each voter for each time they vote. Seeing or hearing this will make Democrats go absolutely nuts. Why? It foils the numerous opportunities to cheat in elections. Factually, it's been proven that millions of voter registrations are incorrect. Those registered or deceased or voters no longer live within the precinct of or even the state of registration. Using voter ID would end these from impacting votes. But Democrat politicians scream at possible legislation for voter ID as being racist. That's their fallback every time. When asked how it's racist, here are the most common replies. It's unreasonable to expect an African American, only by the color of his or her skin, to be able to procure, hold, and present a photo ID, primarily, according to the left, from the Democrats to their allies in the media, black people, as opposed to Asian Americans and whites, lack the mental capacity to take a valid photo ID to the polls. Yes, that's laughable. I recently watched a news special in which a reporter walked through downtown Philadelphia, a predominantly Democrat stronghold, and randomly stopped black people to ask about this common excuse for voter ID. To a person, those questioned thought this was incredibly biased and untrue. One young college student put it this way, "I have to have an ID for everything. Driver's license, to cash a check, open a bank account, rent a car, board a plane, go to a doctor, or even to go to a congressional campaign rally. It's an insult to every black person I know to say it's too hard for us to get a government ID," the college student stated. Further, Any person cannot apply for welfare benefits, Medicaid benefits, unemployment insurance, or even a job application without an ID. There are very few important things we all must do that do not require identification. Identification that we all already have. But the most outrageous requirement for an ID is this. Even though Democrats are the ones who trumpet this travesty and have whipped their followers into a frenzy about it for years, one cannot enter the Democrat Party convention in 2020 without not just an ID, a picture ID. It's time for Democrats to stop playing the race card, period, and especially about voter ID. Voting as someone else in federal elections is a federal crime punishable by fines and imprisonment. Americans can get official IDs, especially voter IDs, at no cost from local voting registrar offices universally. And if transportation is a problem, they'll arrange to make it happen for you. There is no justifiable reason for any eligible voter to be unable to obtain an official ID sufficient to vote. And those who say otherwise are lying. Americans need to make ourselves heard to our elected representatives. Oh, we'll end with this. That title above regarding racism of Sudafed. No matter your age or color, when one goes to a pharmacy to get the common cold and flu medicine Sudafed, he or she must present an ID. Why? Sudafed is one of the main ingredients used by those who cook their own homemade methamphetamines. But how's that racist? Simple. Most meth cookers are Southerners and are white Southerners. And making those to provide an ID to purchase Sudafed is racist because almost all of them are white. That's about as ridiculous as some of the other stuff that's going on out there. But one thing that is not ridiculous, voter fraud is serious, and we need to make sure it stops in America and stops today. Hey, started your week off together. Thanks so much for being here on this Monday morning. Enjoy another cup of coffee. Keep your nose to the grindstone. We'll keep ours to what's going on in Washington that is important to you. Check back with us tomorrow. We'll be right here at Truth News Network. See you then at truthnewsnet.org.
When madness is the norm, the truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN, the Truth News Network.